Welcome back to your Half Hour to Health with Dr. Mark DiBenedetto. For those of you who are new to our show, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I graduated from Edison High School in New Jersey in 1981. I was a district wrestling champion and still hold the school record for the fastest pin, which was 8 seconds. I went on to Rutgers University, where I graduated in 1985. I wrestled 4 years there. I was a teaching assistant while I was at Rutgers before I went on to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. I graduated there in 1991, and I graduated with cum laude honors and on the president's list. But I always say I came back from Palmer with something more important. That's where I met my wife, Dr. Tammy DiBenedetto, and together we have owned Mifflintown Family Chiropractic, and we have practiced there for the past 19 years. In that time, we have successfully treated over 5,000 patients. I would like to just take a minute and thank everyone for the cards and emails and questions. After the last show, we had over 103 comments sent to us, and I really appreciate that. And that helps me form the topic really for the next show. If you have missed any of our previous shows, just know you can go to our website. That's www.mifflintownchiro, and Chiro is chiro.com. And that's going to bring you to the website. And on the top, you'll click on Wellness Library. And the first thing on the drop-down menu is Dr. Mark's radio shows. You'll find all the archived shows that we've done. You can listen to them right there, or you can download them to an MP3 player, put them on a CD, listen to it in your car. Heck, you can listen to me while you're jogging on the treadmill. While you're at the website, you can also sign up for our free email newsletter. That comes out every month with helpful hints to live a healthier lifestyle. And again, you just go to MifflintownChiro.com. And if you click on newsletter, just follow the procedures to subscribe. And I want you to know, I have a special offer at the end of the show, just as a gift for taking the time to listen to me today. And you know, I've been doing these shows now for about a year, and most of my topics have been on physical changes that we can all take to be healthier. And today, I wanted to spend some time more in what I call your headspace, helping you understand life and important lessons which can change your life. A friend of mine recently sent me a list of these, and as I went through them, they were so profound for me, I wanted to bring them to you. So let's start with, life isn't fair, but it's still good. You know, sometimes we just get knocked down, and we don't know why. Maybe we lose our job. Maybe we're not making enough money. Maybe our kids are getting in trouble or not doing well in school. Maybe someone dies in our family. You know, there's a lot of things that happen to us in life, but just know that life is still good. God put everyone on this planet for a reason, and it's to live out our lives. We should never question what we're going through. Just know at the end of the day, God knew us before we were born, and he knew exactly how our life would play out. When in doubt, just take the next small step. You know, so many people are just afraid to get involved in things, or they're just not sure how. Maybe they even have an idea, but they just won't take that first step. And I can promise you, if you don't take the first step, you'll never get to the end. I call it paralysis by analysis. You know, you analyze, you plan, but you never really get started. You just need, when in total fear, have faith that if you just put one foot in, you'll be able to take the next and the next and the next, and you'll get to the fruit at the end of the vine. Life is too short to waste time hating anyone. You know, all you need to do is think back to what I say, WWJD, what would Jesus do? We crucified that man, and yet he still loved us. And it's the same way. You know, don't waste your time and energy hating anyone. I'm not saying it's okay, basically, to dislike someone. But don't hate anyone. Life is too short to carry that guilt. It's a waste of time and energy. You'll live a much healthier life by just letting go of those feelings. Your job won't take care of you when you are sick. Your friends and parents will. Stay in touch. You know, this is a huge one. So many people, particularly in today's society, we are workaholics. And I'm not saying you don't want to do a good job where you work. But, you know, you shouldn't live to work. You should work to live. Spend time with your friends and your parents. I know I personally talk to my dad, if not every day, every other day. And sometimes our conversations are 30 seconds, and sometimes they're 30 minutes. And it really doesn't matter, but just knowing that other person is out there to hear their voice means so much. I wish I could still talk to my mom. You know, she was only 65 years old when she passed away. Don't wait till someone's gone and wish you had spent more time or kept in touch with them. Growing up in an Italian family, it was ingrained in me that no matter what's going on in this world, your family, your friends, that's who's going to be there for you to support you. So just remember that as you're going through life. You don't have to win every argument. It's okay to agree to disagree. Look, whether it's religion, whether it's over a football team, you know, it's okay to have differing opinions. Just say, okay, say your side and agree to disagree. Again, you're going to have a much healthier life than arguing all the time trying to prove you're right. Just get off the high horse and just relax. Cry with someone. It's more healing than crying alone. You know, for men, this might be even harder, but I can tell you from personal experience, again, when my mom passed away, it was sad, and I definitely shed some tears. But the most healing tears came at the viewing. And, you know, and for any of you who have been through this, and I know most of you probably have at some point, have lost a friend, a relative, a mom, a dad, a spouse, you'll just see someone there and the floodgates seem to open. And for me, those definitely were the most healing tears that I could let go. It's okay to get angry with God. He can take it. Boy, God has the widest shoulders you could ever imagine. I think back to my own personal life and I think to my mom again, because I had a brother and my brother's name was Ralphie. I never got to meet him. He died as a baby. He was only 2 or 3 years old. And I don't talk to my dad about it much. I don't like to ask questions. Every once in a while, he'll bring it up and share the story. But what happened was Ralphie was sick. And they took him to the doctors that day, and he gave him some medicine and said he had a cold and he would be fine. And they brought him home. And that night, my dad and mom heard kind of like a coughing, choking sound. So they went to his crib, and that's exactly what was happening. Little Ralphie was choking. My dad picked him up, and he did everything he could to help him. But literally, he died in my dad's arms. And I truly think my mom got angry with God. She never said that. It was just my interpretation. You know, she didn't always go to church with us. at that time. And, you know, I think she just resented that God took her son. But later in life, she came at peace. And I know today she's in heaven with Ralphie and with God. So come at peace with God. It's okay to get angry. He has big shoulders. He understands. Save for your retirement, starting with your first paycheck. This is something I learned very young from my dad. You know, you want to put about 10% of whatever you make. Teach your kids this. I don't care if they get $10 as a gift, put $1 in an account that they cannot touch. If there's $100, $10 goes into an account. $1,000, $100 goes into an account. And you will be shocked at the end of 30 years how much has accumulated. Make peace with your past so it won't screw up the present. Guilt is a terrible thing for us to carry around. And so many people ruin their future by constantly bringing up and drudging through the past, whatever it may be. Just shelf it. It was just a part of your life and move on. Otherwise, it didn't only ruin the past, but it's going to ruin the future. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Don't waste time worrying about what other people have or don't have, you know, why they're so lucky. God has a plan. He knew you before you were born, and He knew the way your journey will be. You have no idea what He has in store for them. So just control the one thing you can control in this world, and that's you. If a relationship has to be a secret, you shouldn't be in it. I think that one speaks for itself. If it's something that you can't be proud of, that you have to sneak around, that's something that you should just get rid of right now. Everything can change in the blink of an eye. But don't worry, God never blinks. You know, I really think to a book that I recently read, and I know I talked about it on another show, 90 Minutes in Heaven. And it was about a pastor who was at a pastor convention. And as he was traveling home that day, he was in a traumatic accident and pronounced dead at the scene, only to come back to life in 90 minutes and have to live the rest of his life with all the injuries that he had sustained. I'm sure that was the last thing on his mind when he left, and that's how quick life can change at the blink of an eye. We all think we know the future, but we don't even know what's going to happen in a minute from now. So live each day like it's your last. No regrets. Take a deep breath. It calms the mind. Boy, so many people just don't take time to do this. I personally like to do what's called meditation. And it is one of the best techniques I have ever learned for getting peace and inner peace in particular. You know, when you think of praying is talking to God. Meditation is putting yourself at a state that you're actually listening. And if you can just breathe in and breathe out and focus on your breathing for just a few minutes, you're going to realize the calming effect that it has on your mind. So in the most stressful times in your life, just remember that. Breathe in, breathe out, and then go. Get rid of anything that isn't useful, peaceful, or joyful in your life. Life is too short to be around things that bring you down. Just make sure you surround yourself with things that are uplifting. And it can be whether it's a pet, flowers, particular people, you know, that bring you happiness. That's how you want to spend your life. You certainly don't want to spend your life always around things that the minute you see them, it brings sad feelings to you. Whatever doesn't kill you really does make you stronger. And I know God only gives you what you can handle. Sometimes it's more than you think you can handle, but trust me, God knows. I was recently watching on CNN the news coverage, and it was talking about a girl. She was an Australian girl, and she was leading a group of tourists to see the dolphins. And while she was in the water, she was attacked by a great white shark. A man who she barely met jumped on top of the shark and basically went for the ride of his life, but hung on until the shark let go of this girl and they saved her. One of the things she said in that interview was that exactly what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And she couldn't wait to get back into the water. It's never too late to have a happy childhood, but the second one is up to you and no one else. You know, we've all had periods in our life where maybe things didn't go the way we wanted to. Maybe we didn't have that childhood that we wanted to. But you know what? It's never too late to go fly a kite, ice skate, go to the park and feed the ducks, you know, ride a roller coaster. You can control your future. Again, don't worry about your past and don't worry about looking silly. It's okay. In fact, I think there's nothing more exciting than seeing people who are 50, 60, 70, and 80 years old doing things that normally you'd see young children do. When it comes to going after what you love in life, don't take no for an answer. I know when myself and my wife were just getting out of chiropractic college and we were looking around to find a practice or where we were going to open up, we found one right here in Juniata County that we wanted to buy. And so I put on a suit and I put a beautiful portfolio together and it was in a beautiful ring binder and it had all the projections and everything I needed to get a loan. Only I went from bank to bank being turned down. But I kept going and kept going. And lo and behold, at some point, my father-in-law stepped in and said, you know, I believe in you, Mark and Tammy. And what he did was literally put his house on the line, took a home equity loan that we signed for. I was never so scared. I remember my hand was shaking when I signed the paper. And I wanted nothing more than to make him proud. Within 5 years, we were able to pay off that loan. But I think it was our fortitude and the fact that he saw how bad we wanted it and we weren't going to take no for an answer. Now it's been 19 years later, and I'll always be indebted to my father-in-law for having the trust in us. Burn the candles, use the nice sheets, wear your best clothes. Don't save it for a special occasion. Today is special. You know, I talk to my wife about this all the time because, you know, at our wedding, we got beautiful china. And, you know, you have that, you know, we have a nice dining room, but we never use it. I'm always, you know, why should you only use your best china a handful of times in your lifetime or, you know, once in a while when you have company? You know, I'm not saying eat on them every day, but let's get some use out of them. How many times do people fix up their house only when they're going to sell it? You might as well do these things and enjoy it because today is special. You don't even know if you'll be here tomorrow. Over-prepare, then go with the flow. You know, I think of the definition of lucky. One of my wrestling coaches told me this. He says, Mark, lucky is when preparation meets opportunity. That means that you're totally prepared and then something good will happen. Now, sometimes you have to go with the flow because no matter how prepared you are, things will often change. Think of a game plan in football, or really just the prepare for the game of life. You know, things are going to happen you don't expect, but as long as you've over-prepared, you will be able to compensate. If you don't prepare, you're going to sink real fast. No one is in charge of your happiness but you. The only thing you can control in life is you. So if you're feeling depressed, if you're down, just know it's a mindset. You can turn that switch in a minute. You can be a happy person by just focusing on things that make you happy, as we talked about before. That's why you want to surround yourself with happy things. You can do it, and just know no one else can make you happy. Ultimately, it's how you perceive the world. Frame every so-called disaster with these words: in 5 years, will this even matter? So many of us worry about things that seemingly are important at the time. But the truth is, in 5 years, we won't even remember what they were. Just move on. You know, take care of the situation, but don't worry yourself to death over the small things. What other people think of you is none of your business. And that's so true. So many people try so hard to impress other people. They want them to like them. Let's face it, no matter who you are, some people are going to like you and some aren't. That's not for you to decide. Just be yourself and your real friends will surface. Time heals almost everything. Boy, and again, I my mom was such a strong influence in my life, and I think about her passing very often. And I remember when she did, how sad it was. And every time I got together with my dad and my sister and even some relatives, it was depressing, you know. But as time went on, you know, and for us, I really believe it was about a year. We could sit around the table and start telling stories about mom and laughing, and, you know, it made life so much better. So if you're going through periods, just realize, give it time. Healing takes time, and everybody has a different time span. You know, ours was a year, yours might be 3 weeks, 6 months, 2 years. Give it time. However good or bad a situation is, it will change. You know, it can't stay good forever and it can't stay bad forever. Just enjoy the ride. You know, the life is never in a straight line. There will always be ups and downs. So don't be too depressed when they get bad. The positive to that is, you know, it's going to get good again. And that's the way to look, that it's like going up a hill, pedaling your bike. At some point, you're going to finally reach the peak. And when you go down, that's the true ride. Woohoo! But it takes a lot of work to get up that hill. And too many people quit in the middle and never do reach that peak. Believe in miracles. Know this. Miracles occur when impossibility is no longer an option. I truly see miracles every day, whether it's in my kids, whether it's in my office, whether somebody's leg pain goes away, something they've maybe had for 5 years. I recently had a patient who had migraine headaches every single day, about 30 a month. And now she gets one a month. You know, miracles can happen. You just have to believe, open your eyes, and you'll see them. God loves you because of who God is, not because of anything you did or didn't do. Again, God knew what you would be like before you were born. As it says in the Bible, He knew you in the womb. So, just know, yes, you need to live a good life, but God will always love you. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd probably grab ours back pretty quick. You know, we all have issues. We all have problems. And sometimes we think ours are the worst, and it's only because we don't see everyone else's. Your children only get one childhood. Be there for them. It's so, so important. You know, they're not going to remember how many hours you sat on the couch with them and watched TV. But they will remember, you know, the day that you were a tree when they were a little kid and they were climbing up your leg and hanging on your arm. It's not the quantity of time that you spend with them, but the quality. And it goes in the blink. As my daughter approaches 16 years old and is ready for her driver's permit, I can hardly believe it. My son Matthew, 13. In fact, we went on vacation earlier this year, and I have a picture in my office, and he was about 4 inches shorter than my wife. It's about 4 months later, and he's now an inch taller than her. So how fast time goes. Be there for him. They'll never get that period in their life again. Envy is a waste of time. You already have everything you need. I know it's human nature to want more. Everybody does. And I know we look at other people and often wish that we could be them or have the things they do. But I was recently watching the news, and I saw an older couple, and many of you may have actually seen this, and they won $11 million. They were in their mid to late 70s, and they were interviewing them. And the lady actually had very little hair because she was going through cancer treatments at the time. What a beautiful person to listen to. And essentially, they gave it all away, except for a small nest egg in case of emergencies. They gave it to churches. They gave it to friends, family, hospitals. And they said how good it felt to give it away. What an incredible act of kindness. And basically what they said is they already had everything they need. Life isn't tied with a bow, but it's still a gift. Every day is a gift from God. Don't waste it. You know, we were put on this planet for a reason. And unfortunately, many of us go through and we don't know what that reason is. Just trust and have faith that your life's journey will be just the way God wanted it. So if you're struggling, though, with a physical problem, I am specifically speaking today to the mom who is listening to my show, and she's listened to it several times, and she still suffers from low back pain. I want you to call today and take advantage of our gift. So as I promised, I have a special offer for all of you who took the time to listen to me today. We have opened 5 new patient appointments in our office. So if you're one of the first 5 who call today, you will receive a comprehensive chiropractic examination, any necessary x-rays, thermography scan, range of motion study, and posture evaluation for just $27. That would normally cost approximately $160 in our office. So call today, 436-9017. That's 436-9017. Again, 436-9017. This might just be the most important checkup you have ever had. So, until next time, live your life with passion, and we will see you in 2 weeks for your next Half Hour to Health.